following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
So I'm a foolish cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Please don't ask the linemen and the receivers how I'm doing, because it annoys them. They get mad at me, you know. They get mad at me. I mean, y'all just took 15 minutes of Saturday's workout time, you know, answering questions about me, and now he's mad at me.
Peyton Manning getting sassy, John.
He is getting upset, Tom.
Sassing the media.
He's telling them to please stop talking about me. Stop asking about me. They're just getting more and more mad. These are my BFFs, and you're just making them more and more mad.
Yeah, well, fantasy owners want to know about Peyton Manning.
I don't need to know anything about Peyton Manning. I tell you what, I've watched guys drop him. You dropped him in the keeper league, and my other keeper league guy dropped him. Watching Colts drop down the draft board is kind of strange.
Well, it's likely he's definitely going to miss the first game, and they're saying maybe two, but I don't think they have any idea how many games he's going to miss.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. If he, who has not missed a game since week 13, right? Or, I mean, since he was 13. That's what they keep telling us. Since he was 13 years old. If he's going to miss one game, he's going to miss six. He's not going to sit down just for one or two games, I think, just to make sure everything's okay. He's not going to do that.
Well, what I want to know is, why is it that teams have backup quarterbacks, but when their starting quarterback gets hurt, they go out and sign somebody else to play in his place instead of using their backup quarterbacks?
Well, see, now the Redskins won't, because we have nothing but backup quarterbacks. However, I'm telling you.
That's beautiful.
Richard Burton, our buddy out in Indianapolis, used to always write to me last year and every year in the preseason about how bad Curtis Painter is.
Yeah.
And Rich, man, you are 100% right. You could have your place kicker out there playing quarterback and he'd do better. I mean, I watched this guy miss 5-yard dump-offs.
Well, why is he on the roster? Why is he on
the team? I don't know. Yeah. Well, they don't think that he's ever going to be used, obviously.
I guess.
They have it in Manning's contract, you know. Look here, you signed it right here. You're never supposed to get hurt. What the hell is this? Yeah, I could just see, you know, Jim Irsay sitting there with his little, you know what he's done, right? Because he's looking at Manning, and Manning's in his 13th year. He's going to miss a game, so he's got that little piece of Manning's neck that they got in surgery, and he's going to try to clone it. What do you want?
We'll be okay. Soon as little Peyton's ready to go.
Yeah, but that's it, Tom. He's not supposed to get hurt, contractually. Signed and witnessed right there, Coach Dundy.
Well, this is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. I'm Tom, and he's John, hurricane survivor.
What number radio hour is this?
181.
Is it 181?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're getting up there, 181. Yes, I am hurricane survivor. Now people, and earthquake survivor. People in California are laughing like hell at me. People in Florida are laughing like hell at me right now. You know what, though? It's weird with this hurricane, because the thing, when it was not too far away from me, the eye, so I got hit pretty good. But you can just see the swaths of it. Half a mile away, there's a branch down.
Mm-hmm.
Here, my neighborhood looks like bombs went off, man. It was pretty interesting.
We've got we were talking fantasy football, and everybody's all ready now. We've got our Gridiron Challenge set up. If you haven't joined it yet, over at ESPN's website, make sure you do that. Go over to ESPN.com, go to their fantasy section, find the Gridiron Challenge, and create your entry, and then you'll join the Bang Cartoon radio group. Just search Bang Cartoon, it'll pop up. Join the group after you create your entry, and then we'll keep track all year. And like we talked about, the winner gets one of John's toenails.
Yep. And yeah, hey, I got a bonus, Tom. You know how your dog leaves every once in a while? You'll find a dog toenail on the floor and go, well, where the hell did this come from?
Yes.
I found one. My dog let one go the other day, and I found it on the floor, so you can get that, too.
You can add that in.
It's preserved in the freezer in wax paper.
And I forgot to mention this on the last show. We've also got the pigskin pick'em, where you just do picks.
Yeah.
And that's in the same section as Gridiron Challenge. You'll find that in the same menu. Do that. Again, go to pigskin pick'em and create an entry, and then join the Bang Cartoon group. Bang Cartoon Radio Group. Mm-hmm. No password needed for either one of them.
Come up with a good name now. You got to have a creative name. I haven't put my name in there yet, but there have been some good ones so far. Our buddy John Tilliard, show mascot John Tilliard, is keeping track of them over there on our Facebook page.
BCRH-forums.net is our message board.
Right.
And they've got, actually, the games are posted over there with the direct links if you want to get to them that way. And speaking of fantasy football, Vincent Jackson had this to say.
I think some of those fantasy people do understand the game of football, and, you know, they understand that, hey, you know, you can't get the ball every game, and, you know, certain games, you know, your stats are going to be down. But, you know, people do expect that kind of stuff. You know, it's a fun part of the game, and, you know, they put you out there, and they start you on their fantasy team expecting some numbers.
Now, I love it when players recognize, acknowledge, and understand that fantasy football has become such a big part of the game.
Hell yeah, man. I would say that it is probably the most popular game in America.
Well, there's an estimated 60 million people will play fantasy football this year.
Yeah, it's by far and away the most popular game in America. More people take a part in this than in pretty much just about any other activity that every one person does, you know, a single person does. Women in your office, old ladies in your office are playing this game.
Right.
You know, and it's a fun game, man. We like it. It's a great time, and I'm glad to see Vincent Jackson taking an interest into it that way. Because, yeah, man, it's pretty cool when he looks at it for us.
Maurice Jones-Drew's the same way, and I'm glad because I got Vincent Jackson in my keeper league, which you joined this year, by the way.
Now, why didn't Vincent Jackson think about this last year when he was sitting out for 11 games?
Right.
You know, what? Come on, what's up with that, buddy? Some of us owners were wondering where you were.
Yeah, some people drafted him thinking, well, this won't last. He's going to come in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
10 weeks later.
Right. But yes, I am a new member of Tom's Keeper League. That trophy will be residing in my house pretty soon, I would have to say.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We've all seen you in the Gridiron Challenge, pal. We know all about you.
Hey, this is different. And you know what? I have an excuse. Now, see, I was an emergency pickup for the league. This is a Keeper League. Somebody dropped out. They needed somebody immediately, and they called me, and I did the draft over the phone, on the phone with Tom's wife for 3 hours. That was fun. And so if I lose, I'll just say that she screwed up all my picks and that I didn't pick any of these players.
There you go.
It was pretty funny, though. I kept saying, because a guy picked Mark Sanchez. I said to her, oh, I didn't know you were the only woman in the league. I thought you were the only woman in the league. And I kept telling her, you know, when somebody would make a pick and I wanted to make fun of him, I asked her, you know, is that guy bigger than you? Can you look at him and tell him, ha, ha, ha? Can you look at him and point and laugh and say it's for me? But she wouldn't do it.
All right, coming up, you're going to learn all about the Knox City Greyhounds. The NFL embraces heavy metal band Egypt Central.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless is going to tell us whether or not Michael Vick is regressing.
Oh,
I see.
He's regressing.
Yes.
He's forgotten how to make fire, Tom.
We've got predictions from Brett Favre. We've got our predictions as well, and that is all coming up. You know, now before we get into all that, though, John, I got to tell you, you have got to get a PS3. It's time.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, I'll never make another cartoon if I get a PS3. It'll be over.
You don't make cartoons anymore anyway, so.
I know, but, you know, it's not because I'd use every free minute. You'd never get another radio hour out of me. I'd be playing the stupid games.
Well, here's the thing. Even if you don't want it, you know, your son, Max, would love to have a PS3.
Oh, I'm sure.
But here's the thing.
He'd like to get laid, too, but I ain't buying him that either.
Here's the thing. The long ongoing debate about PS3 versus Xbox is officially over. I am ending it right now. A slam dunk has been made.
Okay. So we've got they both have NBA games, though.
They both have their games. You can stream Netflix through both of them. You can access the web. You can pay bills. You can do all these things, right? But Sony. And believe me, I know both of them are great machines. Here's the thing. You know, PlayStation 3, their motto is PS3. It only does everything.
Right.
Well, forever. The only way you could get the NFL Sunday ticket where you get to watch every game is through DirecTV, and you had to have the, the Pizza Pie satellite dish installed in order to get the NFL ticket. There's never been another way to get it. Right. Now, Sony has announced a collaboration with DirecTV. You will be able to stream the NFL Sunday ticket over your PlayStation 3. That's it, Xbox. You lose. PS3 is the winner. It's over. The debate is over. PS3 is king. Sorry.
I'm not comfortable with this.
I don't care.
I'm not comfortable with this, Tom. Look,
what do you mean
Sony has... lousy security. Sony got hacked and everybody lost everything.
Oh, my God. Look, Anonymous hacked the CIA. They hacked everything.
So what if one of these dorks that doesn't even know anything about football hacks into the quarterback's receiver in his helmet and all of a sudden makes him start doing the most stupid crap on the field?
I should have known better. I thought John was going somewhere serious with this.
It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. Think about it, dude. All of a sudden, your quarterback starts dropping back 60 yards and throwing the ball 80 yards to get, you know, a third and six. And you realize my son now has control of your quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm not so happy about that. And John Tillier just sent us a message and said that not all of the PlayStation things work the way they're supposed to because the Virtual Girl plugin is not as good as advertised. So they got some work to do there. Although those Japanese are trying, man. They're making sex robots now.
It's the same price, by the way, $340 for the season. That's $20 a week. Everybody says, "Oh, that's too much money. I'm not paying." To me, $20 a week, I'd spend more than that at the sports bar going there to watch the game. So to me, it's worth every penny of it.
That is one cup of espresso a day, one trip to Starbucks a day is all it takes to have these NFL football games delivered on your video game system.
All right.
Call now.
That's right. Hey, get this. Get this. Let me just say, for the cost of a cup of coffee and an extra dollar, you could send them $20, get every NFL game, and send us $10 every single month. If all of you did that, man, that's all we would do. We'd do nothing but radio hours every single day and cartoons. That's all we would do.
You know how much we love sideline reporters.
Oh, they're terrific, aren't they? They give us the most useful information that you'd ever want to know.
Well, you found a clip of one. And he was a former Washington Redskin, Charles Mann.
Right. Former San Francisco 49er. After you hear this clip, you'll know why.
Whatever helps you sleep at night there, pal.
Hey, man, he was great for us, and he won a Super Bowl, and I'll never say anything bad about him. But, boy, he sounds stupid in this. He's on the sidelines talking to Leron Landry and O.J. Atagwe. All right.
You look very, very impressive, and I'm married happily, and I ain't into the hug. But anyway, you look fantastic.
Oh, you just look fantastic, Leron. You know, I mean, wow. I'm married. Could he stumble and stammer over that anymore?
Can we have a poutine together?
Yes, Leron. Let's go out for a poutine after the game.
If I had the chance to sit down with them over a poutine, I think we'd all be, like, lovely people together.
Down here on the sidelines, being lovely with the Redskins' injured safety, I'm Charles Mann.
I am an effeminate person. I like sparkly things.
Right.
I like hanging around on the sidelines of football games, having close proximity with all these fine specimens.
Charles Mann's remembering back in the day when he used to look at Dexter Manley in the shower. He can't read, but he sure looks fantastic.
Oh, no.
He was probably, because Joe Theismann was doing the commentating up in the booth. He was probably, you know, him and Joe were going back and forth about that, I'm sure. Who had the tightest buns on the team, huh? Was it Riggins? No. Oh, man, you know, I could see that. Charles Mann's poutine. That might be my team name for the Gridiron Challenge. Let me write that down.
Somebody's already beat you to it.
Charles Mann's poutine. Right now, my favorite name is Joe Pa's Schlemiel Army.
Right. My favorite team name on the Gridiron Challenge is Been There, Rape That.
Been There, Rape That?
Yes.
Hey, he's gotten married, though.
Yeah.
I understand it was a nice, quiet ceremony in a men's room down in Georgia.
Yeah, he got married because he's tired of everything else. You know, he's been there, raped that. So
he had the preacher standing on the toilet. All his friends were gathered around. Instead of throwing rice, they just put rose petals in the hand dryer. Whoosh, blew them around the bathroom.
I saw Fizzle Padizzle and Hoo-Yah on there.
Oh, yeah?
Lizzle Padizzle and Hoo-Yah.
Oh, hell yeah. We definitely got to get her to be able to say Joe Pa's Schlemiel Army. That'll be worth it, right?
It isn't like they're a bunch of schmeals.
Right. I saw the Oopa Yupa Dupas are back.
Oopa Yupa Dupas.
Right.
The Oopa Yupa Dupas, good. Right. And now you got to have the Prince Nakamura's, too, or the Prince, whatever the hell his name is. Prince I'm Injured.
All right, we got to get to the Knox City Greyhounds.
Best high school football team in the country.
We don't know this guy's actual name. We just know what he uses online. His alias is DivaLover159.
I'm going to go ahead and take a guess and say his name is Ricky.
Is what?
Ricky.
Ricky.
Ricky. He looks like a Ricky.
Ricky the Tooth.
Yeah, Ricky the Tooth. If he was a gangster, that's definitely what he'd be called. Ricky the Tooth.
That's all he's got is one big tooth. It looks like a big fang right in the middle of his face.
It's a fence post, man. I mean, literally, it's like somebody took a fence post and stuck it in the front of his face. He could sell advertising on that thing. He could for these videos. I mean, just like GoDaddy.com, like etched into his front tooth there. So nobody knows who we're talking about yet. I'm sure some of y'all know, but this is not a field trip.
If you go to YouTube and you search Diva Lover or Knox City Greyhounds.
Yeah, but don't do it right now.
No. Do it after you've heard this show. And the one you want to watch first, the first one, your first experience with this guy, is the Shout Out, which should be the first one that pops up because that's had the most hits, and that seems to be the most popular. And his name alone scares me only because when you see him and then you think, okay, his name is DivaLover.
DivaLover.
It's just scary. But this guy, man, his belly has a mind of its own. It does its own thing.
It's all over. It's everywhere. It goes all over the place, except into his T-shirt, apparently.
This is your representative of Texas high school football right here.
I would say don't go over there and watch all of him yet, but if you want to go take 10 seconds and just see his face.
We couldn't do this as a field trip because there's like minutes and minutes and it's just way too much material there. So we took the best stuff. We did the work for you, you know. And I mean, this is his shout out, and here's how it opens up.
This is a shout out. Is a shout out to the Knox City Greyhounds, most dominant physical force in our district today. In high school football today. In Texas football today.
I love how he's running out of breath.
Today. We're not talking about tomorrow. Today. Dude, when he says force, that belly jumps up and almost hits him in the nose. Bam. Okay. Yeah, you know, my favorite thing about this video, other than, I mean, all of it, is that if you look at that sweat stain on his T-shirt,
oh my
how
God.
It grows to the end of this thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this guy, I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Well, he's about 270 pounds, I would say. Looks to be about 5'3". just fat, round, bald, big one tooth, literally. One friggin' gigantic, huge, oversized tooth in the middle of his fucking mouth. And honestly, if you took and put back the tooth that he lost. Jeez, Tom, he looks like a walrus.
That's what he looks like, a walrus.
If he had two teeth that big, my God, he's like Bugs Bunny over there. And he's cross-eyed. I mean, very badly cross-eyed. They look right there, what we call affectionate eyes. They just can't stop looking at one another, right? And he's got this big set of Coke bottle glasses that keep sliding down his nose. So he's standing in front of an ugly blue blanket. This guy obviously watches a lot of professional wrestling, obviously.
Right. You know it. You know he does.
He's posing down. He's doing all the finger pointing.
Yeah, I guarantee he thinks wrestling is real.
Oh, God. And, you know, the thing about the video is it keeps cutting. You know, he keeps cutting in and cutting in and cutting in. So it's like, at what point did he realize, oh, wait, that's no good. Gotta stop. Cut. It probably took him 55, 60 minutes to make this 8-minute video of him giving a shout-out.
The Knox City Greyhounds wanted more. We're hungrier. We're faster. We're better. I have seen it with my own eyes. We're stronger. We're more dominant. More focused than ever before. Than any other year, than any other season that I have witnessed. Trust me. And an absolute
trusty.
This year is going to be our finest hour. This year is going to be our greatest moment. This year, this season, we dominate, annihilate, and assassinate every other team that dares get on that turf,
that dares
get on that field, dares stands before you, dare to stand in front of you, stand before you, like and deny you, and stop you of your dream, stop you of your goal, and stop you from dominance.
If any team dares to stand in front of you, the Knox City Greyhound shall smite you!
This year is our year!
It sounds like an Eagles fan.
Oh, here comes his Philadelphia. This is his tribute to the Philadelphia Eagles fans.
This year is going to be different.
This year! Oh, dude, when he says, I've seen it with my own eyes. People, you got to realize how cross-eyed this guy is. The next thing out of his mouth, I expect to be going, we've got the best 22 guys on offense and the best 22 guys on defense.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
We've got the best starting 44 in the league.
Oh, yes. Speaking of that, he's going to name some players for you. And when he does, he's putting up still images of the players. And yeah. And he went back and had to dub the player names in. And it's obvious. You'll hear the difference in the audio. It's funny. You can tell the change in the audio when he introduces the players.
This is production value.
No one is better than guys like
Austin Velma, Blake Jones, Brandon York, Ryan Lidsma, Kyle Harrington, Ty Briggersmith.
That's right.
He got that last name wrong, and it was funny because that was the only guy that actually, he didn't have a picture of him, so put up his name spelled out on the screen. He goes, Ty Briggersmith, and he said it wrong.
Ty Briggersmith, whose mom is a MILF. I like it when she comes to the game.
Austin Velmont.
Yeah, Austin Velmont.
Ryan Lidsma.
He's like Darth Vader, dude. Right. He's like Darth Vader's retarded brother.
Right.
Luke, I am your cousin. I am your uncle. Your Uncle Diva lover.
Oh, no.
He loves divas, Tom. Divas like Celine Dion,
Beyonce.
Yeah, he's got a mess one.
Shania Twain, Aretha Franklin.
Maybe he loves NFL divas.
Terrell Owens. Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, and now he needs one that he can't pronounce that's real easy, like Andre Johnston.
Oh,
that's where
Devin Ramasadu.
Dude, when he gets excited, he sounds like Donald Duck in a temper tantrum.
Right?
This dude. Honestly, I'd love to be able to sell the ad space on his tooth.
Oh,
he gets
absolutely
a lot of views.
It is time to lace up the boots. It is time.
Oh, wait! Time to lace up the boots. Where they wearing
Texas
boots
football,
now,
Tom?
It's time to lace up the boots. It's time to hook on the spurs. It's time to strap on your holster and put on that cowboy hat, boys, and get out on that range. It's time to punch some doggies.
That's funny, man.
Oh, yeah. So they play football in boots, apparently, in Knox City.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right. Okay, here. Let's go back to that clip that I stopped.
Okay.
It is time to lace up the boots. It is time to put on the pants. It is time to put on the helmet. It is time to dominate. It is time to annihilate. It is time.
He's crunching up a Coke can.
It's like I said, he watches a lot of wrestling, man. He grabs a Coke can and starts ripping it up, pointing at the camera. And he sounds like Donald Duck.
It is time. Who gets up with all the bad luck? No one but Donald Duck.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, I like that. He smashes up a Coke can. He gets all excited. His sweat ring is continuing to grow. He introduces the coaches to the same way, and he only has pictures of one of them. So he puts their names up.
To get on that field and knock some heads, knock somebody, knock them on the ground, kick them on the ground, and go all the way. That is our trophy. That is our championship. We will not be denied. We will not be stopped.
We
are stronger.
We
are better.
We
are ready to whoop some major cow. My God, we are ready for the football. Are you ready?
Wow.
It's time to win. It's time to get dirty. It's time to get dirty. It's time to knock some heads. It's time to dominate, annihilate, assassinate. And it is our time to go all the way to the state championship. And nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, is going to stop us. Now let's get on that field. And now, get it done, baby! Yeah!
Oh, my God. And, you know, at the end, you have to sit through it, because at the end, when he does that, yeah, he holds that pose for 30 seconds and stares down into the camera.
Get it done, baby! Yeah!
You can just see Donald Duck stomping around. Oh, my God.
It is time to lace up the boots. It is time for me to put on the pants.
And then you hear a bell. You hear a little ding.
It is time for my Hot Pockets. I'll be right back.
We my God, we are ready for the football.
It sounds like Ned Beatty in Deliverance, dude. Squeak like a pig, boy.
Oh, wait a minute.
You.
Come on, squeal.
Wait a minute, here you go.
We all the way home.
My God! We are ready for some anal rape in the woods by some hillbillies.
Oh, my God.
Now let you just drop them pants. Just take them right off.
All the way to the state championship.
He's over the log. Doing the Donald Duck. I can't do a Donald Duck sound. I never could.
Oh, this guy's priceless.
Oh, man. Okay, listen, everybody. His name is DivaLover159, okay? When you go onto YouTube, and please do, I want everybody, this is your homework, okay? This is your first assignment for the year, the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour mob. We want a shout-out from this guy, okay? He does requests, so hit him up. Hit him up as much as you can on YouTube and any other way you can find out how to get a hold of him. We want a shout out. Tom. We want a shout out from this guy. Tell him we're his biggest fans. We love
it. This is a shout out.
You could even tell him that your sister wants to have his baby. I don't care. Just, we want a shout out from this guy.
Oh, man.
We want to bother him so much that he mentions the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour somewhere, even if it's just to go, these guys need to leave me the hell alone. So, please, there's your assignment. Go get him, Mob. We want a shout-out. And I'll tell you what, we'll give something to somebody. Whoever gets him to contact us, we will give something to somebody.
God, we are ready for the football.
The Buffalo Bills coming in here at a stout 4-10.
The New York Jets. Ready for some football. Here on Monday Night Football.
It's time to win!
It's Howard Cosell's speechwriter.
This is your championship.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
I also liked...
And nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, is going to stop.
I like when he says he's seen it with his own eyes, because if his seats are high enough, he'll have to tell you.
Now, the team on the right field is better than the team on the left field.
This dude is so cross-eyed. And when he says that, that's the best.
I have seen it with my own eyes. I have seen it with my own eyes. Trust me, folks. These peepers never lie.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Diva Lover 159. Pester the hell out of him. We want a shout out to the Bang Cartoon Radio.
We are better.
We are stronger.
All right, we got to take a break. We got to take a break.
We got to take a break.
We
must break.
We go.
We still got the Egypt Central coming up. Skip Bayless talking Michael Vick, right. Brett Favre, all that, all on the way.
Bang, 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 bang.
Do you guys like football? I love football. I'm like the biggest football fan, you know? The one thing I don't like are the female reporters on the sidelines. You know what it is? I feel like they have no knowledge or passion for the game, you know? Like, the camera pans on them, they're wearing some sort of Russian fur coat ensemble with, like, a matching dead cat on their head, you know? And they're reporting, they're like, it's a halftime from Giants Stadium, and the Giants have 40 total offensive yards, which is great. Which is not great. Not great at all. They're gonna need a couple more if they want to pull this game out. Managed to talk to the quarterback before he went into that dark tunnel-looking area. And his major concern, he wasn't getting enough protection in his pocket. Whoa, did I say that right? That sounds scandalous. Anyway, that's it for me. Back to you in the booth, Bob. I'm like, what? That's crazy. Like, if I was on the sidelines reporting, I'd get so into it, you know? I'd have black under my eyes. I'd have a helmet on for no apparent reason. I'd pull the quarterback over. I'm like, you're down by 17. Your slant patterns suck. The defense is controlling the line of scrimmage. You've had one first down. And I'd like to know what you're going to do about it, because I'm angry right now. Back to you in the booth, Bob.
VOTech.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech. Hey, this is Frank Caliendo, along with George W. Bush,
John Ben,
and Al Pacino. And you're listening to John and Tom
on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. Whoa! Oh, I just ate myself.
That, John, is the latest from the band Egypt Central. The song is called Kick Ass, and it's, you know, it's not some masterpiece song here. It's not some timeless, amazing lyrics or song, but it's got football written all over it, and a bunch of the NFL teams are jumping on the song for their stadiums.
Tell you what, man, just that little 3 minutes that I just, or that little 2 minutes, whatever it was, 60 seconds, 30 seconds, my time is all off here, but that made me feel like getting drunk and beating the crap out of whoever I sees with the other team's chief jersey on, man. Let me tell you what. I am ready to get into the stadium and bust some heads, baby. And who cares if it's a great song? I mean, they turned Gary Glitter, a pedophile that never had a single hit, into a stadium monarch, right?
Oh, it's perfect for a football stadium. I mean, think about when the
oh, sure.
is coming onto the field, you know, and...
Sure. Stand up, hit your
Yeah, stand up, get your hands up. Are you ready to kick ass? Makes perfect sense for a football game.
Absolutely. You know. And, you know, frankly, you won't hear that coming at the Redskins Stadium because we still have a marching band, which I think is cool.
Yeah, that is cool. That is.
It is cool.
I will admit that. The Eagles, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, a couple other teams have signed on to make it part of their in-stadium program, and here and there's a lot more to come. In fact, that band is playing at the Baltimore Ravens kickoff party in the city's inner harbor.
That's be sure to get Ray Ray fired up, Tom. Some big hard head banging heavy metal rock and roll right down there on the inner harbor.
Ray likes Egypt Central, huh?
They only two blocks away from the stadium on the harbor. I only got to step over 24 homeless people and 10 junkies to get to my locker. I'm ready for some footballs. My God.
Well, I don't know, John. I don't
Egypt
know.
Central. That's what they're called, Egypt Central?
Egypt Central. Yeah, they got a big song called White Rabbit. It's not a cover of Jefferson Airplane.
Well, in my opinion, you never call a song after a classic. You know, you're not going to write another Stairway to Heaven. Write a whole different song, call it that. So,
well, it is though. It's about how far down the rabbit hole goes. You know, Alice in Wonderland.
Now, there's a better title. How far down does the rabbit hole go?
Well, they could have called it that. But you've never heard that song.
No, it's not really my style, that band. But see, I was glad to hear that it was a heavy metal band because I thought that it was like Damaris Smith's last ditch effort if the lockout didn't end to have a whole bunch of Egyptians show up and sit around the 50-yard line until Roger Goodell stepped down. What the hell? It worked for, you know, Hosni Mubarak. You might as well see if it works for Goodell. Screw you, protesting bastards. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, here's their big song, White Rabbit.
White rabbit has left its writing on the wall. We follow like Alice and just keep diving down the hole.
Oh, it's kick ass, man. Yeah, they were here back in May as part of Rock on the Range, man. This huge weekend concert, man. I got to meet them, and they were great. Anyway, I like them.
Okay, that's cool. See, my style is go look up the Arctic Monkeys on YouTube and watch the concert that they just did at Lollapalooza.
We know you're a big punk fan.
They're not punk. I wouldn't know what to call the Arctic Monkeys, but they're not punk.
I don't know. I like it. I like it hard and crunchy.
You know. I'm not going that away. I do, too. It depends on what it is, man. What I don't like is the overproduced stuff. I like it sounding like it just got recorded in the garage 5 minutes ago. Here you go. Put it on the radio. Go. Don't clean it up. Play it. Rock and roll. Anyway.
That's all right.
They ought to get the Knox City guy to be their singer.
I'm going to make a song out of this guy.
I've got
to make a song out of this guy. There's too much good stuff there.
Absolutely.
Anyway, let's move on to Skip Bayless.
My favorite part of the show.
Yes. Skip is on, of course, First Take on ESPN2 and does the debate portion there. And Jay Crawford was in there, you know, in between him and Rob Parker and wanted to know if Mike Vick is regressing.
Let me ask the question. Is Mike Vick regressing?
There you go.
Tell me what you've seen to make you think that he is.
I'm glad you ask it that way. Because I only react to what I see with my eyes. And Rob Parker, I have consistently seen, slowly but surely, Michael Vick regress.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
He's regressing, Tom. He doesn't even know how to use a knife and fork anymore. He just grabs his mashed potatoes with his fingers.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
He is regressing. LeRon Landry looks fantastic.
Over, not last couple, two, three games, over his last 10 games. That's 1-0.
So you're going back into last year?
Seven games. Right, well, no, it counts because it is. That's what it is.
How does that count?
Last year. Well, it just does. 11 touchdowns to 7 interceptions over the last 7 games. Now we've seen it for not one or two, but 3 straight preseason games, including the all-important
dress
rehearsal.
Don't throw the preseason in there, though, Skip.
The all-important dress rehearsal.
The all-important dress rehearsal. That's right, Tom. Because, you know, that's how everybody's going to play in the regular season.
Right.
Man, it's just practice. It's just practice. We talking about practice.
That's funny, man. I don't know people take it so serious. You know why? Because they put it on television. That's why people take it serious.
Right. And, you know, dude, here in Washington, people are going nuts. Our offense is moving the ball. We're ready for the playoffs. We got John Peck and Rex Grossman. You know, if we hit 8-8, man, I'm drinking a bucket of the Kool-Aid because that's what I want to see. I want to see progress. These people are thinking, you know, Beck is ready to take us to the playoffs. Nothing's impossible in the NFL anymore, but really, let's temper it with some sense.
Oh, come on.
It's not fair to throw the preseason in.
You know what?
The Lions went 5-1 here.
And I went 0-16. There you go. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you brought it up.
I don't care about wins and losses, but I do care about how stars perform in the preseason. I always say this. I rank it. I value it. His offensive line began to spring big leaks. I don't know if you got to see your Browns, but they were all over him.
Yeah.
And they weren't even blitzing very much.
You know what coaches hope for in the preseason? They hope all the players on the road games find their way to their hotel, make it to the pregame meal on time, know where to stand on kickoff formations, and you know what I mean? It's a joke.
Don't make stupid penalties. Don't get out there and embarrass yourself, and don't get hurt.
Right.
You know, play hard, do what we tell you.
Oh, it's so stupid. That's the thing.
You know, they want to see them execute what they're told to execute, but these guys like Skip that put too much into it think they actually tell them to execute a lot. Jeez. You know, we are seeing more blitzes in preseason.
That doesn't matter either. There's still no game planning. You know what that is? The coach says, blitz them. That's what that is.
Yeah, blitz them. That's right.
Why? I don't know, because I want you to blitz them.
Right. Like, you know, I'm watching the Redskins play the Buccaneers, okay, 4th preseason game. Everybody's putting so much into it. Beck didn't look good against 2nd and 3rd team. So what? You know what? You expect perfection in every practice? It's practice, right? So the Bucs go down and score with like a minute 58. Yeah, minute 58, the Bucs go down and score and take the lead. And I'm like ecstatic. I'm thrilled. Max is like, what are you having? I was like, dude, now you put in the rookies, the young guys, your wide receivers, your playmakers, and you run the 2 minute. This is perfect practice. This is why you're here. Do it. See if you can do it. So, of course, they hit Dante Stallworth with a big pass, and now the Redskins fans are convinced that Dante Stallworth is the piece that's going to put us in the playoffs. Dante Stallworth. He's good for 6 games.
Beck and Stallworth.
The Beck-Stallworth combo.
Co-Super Bowl MVPs.
Hey, you know what? The Redskins kept 8 wide receivers, man. 8. Jesus.
All right. Anyway, Skip says that... that they're worried in Philadelphia.
Andy Reid and Morningweg are sitting back saying, we are in trouble.
So the Eagles won't make the playoffs?
Can you go that far? No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm on record as saying he will have a good year, but a lot of people are saying he's the preseason MVP, Jay Crawford.
They are saying that. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But he's not. To say he's regressed from an 11 touchdown and no interception.
He's back.
Right, all-time great game on Monday night.
Yeah, that's fair. He's regressed from being Atlanta Vic.
Okay,
that's
now
what he is.
That's the next step. That's not just
regressing. No, that's the back step.
That's a stronger statement.
I think it's way too premature, Skip. I think you're reading way too much into preseason.
But now you're starting to see the wheels spinning in his head. Should I not? And there's no comfort. There's no sync to the offense. There's no rhythm to the passing game. Should I not?
Do you think Andy? I think the only time Andy Reid gets worried is if the buffet gets low.
Yeah, we're in trouble here. There doesn't seem to be enough Belgian waffles out here.
When I used to feast like this, yes, I would have a troop of minstrels to serenade me. Those were great times.
Where the hell are the hippies that put salad out here on the buffet? You're taking up too much space with these greens. Get this crap out of here.
I'm concerned.
Put something golden fried out there.
Yeah, he's concerned. Andy Reid is concerned.
You know, sometimes my left arm goes numb and my heart goes pit-a-pat. Should I be worried?
Well, I do think that the Eagles' offensive line has some major issues. I think it's a mess.
Sure.
But
no team is going to be full.
I don't put anything into preseason.
Troy Aikman had something to say about Skip Bayless this week.
He did.
Yeah, he got caught up, and somebody actually asked him about Skip and the book, and he said that, I will tell you this. All right, I'm reading this. Thanks to Diamond Joe for sending this. This is on the Pro Football Talk. I've not physically seen Skip Bayless since 1995, and I still kind of wonder what I might do to him when I do see him. So, asked whether he might have a physical confrontation if he saw Bayless, Aikman said, well, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. It still irks him that Bayless used rumors about his personal life to help sell books. He intimated he was gay, for all you that still haven't figured it out. Aikman says, when a guy comes out, and whether it's intimated or stated, and there's no substance to that claim, he's doing it purely to gain interest in a book, that's a problem. Aikman declined to take the high road in commenting about Bayless, saying, I'm not so sure Skip's not gay himself. So, now, here's how you do this, people. I've been around a long time. I know some people. They taught me some certain things. Anyway, here's how you read between the lines of the gay speak, okay? If you go up three paragraphs. He says, I'm not so sure what I would do if I see Skip Bayless. And then further down, he says, I'm not so sure Skip's not gay himself, which is the question, and the other one is the offer. Don't you get it, Tom? This is how these guys meet up in the airport restrooms.
Oh, for God's sake.
They chat back and forth in secret language. If Skip was gay, I think I might just have to meet him at Dallas International.
Excuse me.
This stall is taken. Oh, hello, Troy.
Oh, I see.
Hello. Troy's probably just mad because he didn't get enough of the money out of the book. You don't go outing me and don't give me anything for it.
Oh. Yeah, so anyway. We'll see.
Yeah, so
we'll see.
That'll be around as long as Spyzilla.
We'll see.
Troy's a homo. Lasts as long as Spyzilla.
Atlanta Vic is back, he says.
Atlanta Vic? You mean the Michael Vick that was the preeminent weapon in the NFL with one really major flaw that I could see, and that was that he threw the ball too hard like a lot of young quarterbacks do?
Well,
is that what I'm
I don't trust him on the big stage. I think he'll crumble like he always does.
He's regressing back to the point where he can go into Green Bay in the middle of the night when it's 10 degrees outside and beat the Packers for the first time at home in the playoffs in how many years?
Let me see you do that. He couldn't even beat the Packers in his own backyard last year, so let's see if he can go, because he's going to have to go to Green Bay this year to do it.
Oh, I get it, but you know what? Saying he's regressed, really, in his game, the only thing that I could see that would be regressive would be that he would once again go back to throwing the ball like a rocket and his receivers can't hold on to it. Other than that, I've never seen a problem with his game. He's got good footwork. He's fast. If he's saying he's regressed to the point where he's going to run, really? That's a bad thing? Dude's the fastest guy in the NFC. You're going to worry about him running the ball? So
yesterday I was at the Buckeye game.
Oh, yeah. Hot. 100 degrees, huh?
96 degrees, dude. It was nasty hot. I left before the game was over. I couldn't take it.
What are you missing? 42-0 yeah. Game against the Akron Zips.
The Akron
Zips. The appropriately named Zips.
Luke Fickell gets his first win as the Buckeyes head coach. But, dude, there were people passing out everywhere. They were bringing stretchers up, hauling people out of C-deck. The band members at halftime were dropping like flies on the field. We even lost a couple of referees during
the
game.
Those band suits. My son's in the marching band. They wear like winter uniforms now.
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous what they were wearing out there in that heat.
Yeah, I know. They're big, thick, and they're made of polyester. All that stuff, man. All that heat just, first off, it absorbs the sun, and then it stays in there. Ugh.
Yeah, it was brutal, though, man. I don't think I've ever been to a football game where it was that friggin' hot. It was nasty.
Well, I watched the game, and I didn't think the Buckeyes really, I thought they made plenty of mistakes, man. They looked sloppy, I thought, and it was just the fact they were playing, you know, such a cream puff that they were able to win and look great in that respect. But, I mean, they had fumbles down inside the 10-yard line. The quarterback, I didn't think, looked very sharp. You know, but I watched Penn State whoop up on Illinois or Indiana State.
You just described like every game of from top 20 teams in the country.
Well, yeah, but this is a team that lost its quarterback, lost its coach, who's now with the Colts. Did you see that? Tressel got a job with the Colts.
Yeah, he's going to be their going to be a game day consultant on replays.
Yeah, he's going to be up there telling them when to throw the flag.
Right.
So and now you know who to blame. I don't know who the hell does it for the Redskins. I don't think I want to.
Right.
Because sometimes I go, what the hell are you doing? Why are you throwing that flag out
right.
there?
Exactly.
You're just trying to give away a timeout? What are you doing?
Well, anyway, I was reading here about these more and more college football stadiums are starting to sell beer because of the money, because of the revenue it brings in.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, some people are opposed to it, saying it sends the wrong message to the students.
Oh, right. Like, college students don't know how to drink. You know, if it wasn't for the football game, I probably would have never had a single sip of beer while I was in college.
Oh, my God. All you got to do is walk down. You can walk down. Well, you can walk anywhere around that stadium on game day, man. And everybody is drinking. And I was at a tailgate party. They had 4 kegs there yesterday. I was drinking.
You were drinking beer? That's
amazing. I was.
In college, that you can have a keg party for any... Hey, Bobby got a new pencil sharpener. Kegger!
Right. Exactly.
Everything's a reason for it.
Exactly.
When you're 19, 20, 12, when you're 22, 23, man, hell yeah. Anytime, man. Anytime. So now they're gonna feed all these college students beer, and then they're going to play the kick-ass song. And things are going to be peachy, right? There's always that one section of the crowd that's all everybody else, you know, the other team, right?
Well, they might as well. Look, I can tell you this. I've been watching it go on for years at Ohio Stadium. They sneak in flasks of alcohol. They sneak in those mini bottles of alcohol. Trust me, them students are in those stands partying in that stadium. And the stadium's not making any money off of it. But I'll tell you what, with the heat yesterday, it's almost probably a good thing they weren't selling beer. And it would have been worse.
Well, yeah, you know, because a lot of people that don't realize that it does actually dehydrate you and make you more susceptible to fall out. However, you know, the thing about buying beer, and that's why whenever I go to a football game, I like to get there early for a tailgate. Because, yeah, who doesn't like to have a nice little buzz on when they go into the game, right? But you don't want to spend $12 on a damn bottle of beer while you're in the stadium.
Right.
Jesus, that's ridiculous, man, how much this stuff costs when you get in there.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see who sells beer down the road here. Hey, we need to call Brett Favre and get his predictions.
Oh, all right. Yeah, let's get him up there.
So let's get Brett on the phone since he's going to do that for us.
Hello?
Brett Favre, John and Tom from the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, really? Oh, dang, man. You know, look, boys, I thought y'all was Jimmy Irsay calling me up for Indianapolis duty. You know, so... Pardon me if I sound a little disappointed. I thought it was my agent telling me the Colts have made that call, but they went ahead and called that Kerry Collins.
Yeah, they picked Kerry over you?
That don't even make no sense.
No,
do
it doesn't.
Hey, wait, what the hell is he? 3-time MVP? No. You know, controversial diva? No. Wrangler commercials? No. People know who I am. Cover of the goddamn Madden football, right? There you go.
He's never won anything.
No, he ain't never won nothing. He got up there in New York, went to the Super Bowl that one goddamn time, got his butt whooped by Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis got all fired up to beat his ass. So, now, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know how it is. I'm a good sport. So, to the Indianapolis Colts, you know what I got to say. The hell with you, and I hope your children all die. I mean, good luck.
So, you want to do this week's picks, or do you want to do your Super Bowl prediction first?
Well, you know, I got to tell you here, boys, I'll be glad to do picks and stuff for y'all, but, you know, I got a very busy schedule here, and I'm always waiting for that call, and I'm figuring week one coming up next week, I know these 2 or 3 quarterbacks are going to go down. It's a very good possibility that I might be having some duty like up in Seattle once they figure out that Tavares Jackson can't throw. Man, tell you what, man, I was up there with Minnesota Vikings with him.
Right.
You know, every time the goddamn cameras was around, everybody always say the same thing. Oh, you're a good, talented young player. I ain't seen many good arms like yours before. But you know something? Let me tell you something straight up right here. He stinks like yesterday's bass. You know what I'm saying? You know that one that fell down behind the floorboards in the truck and you don't find it till next week? There you go. That's Tavares Jackson. I'm Seattle bound, baby. Heading up there to the land of Starbucks.
All right.
Best get ready. Who else ain't got a quarterback? Oh, man, I expect them 49ers to maybe get calling. They ain't got nothing there. Squad douche. You hear me? Squad douche.
All right, so which one?
Hey, I tell you what, you get me in San Francisco, I guarantee you I ain't going to be sending no pictures of my little Favre around. Ain't no way. All right, so what games are we going to pick this week? Am I picking against the spread, or what am I doing?
No, just tell me who's going to win.
No, all right, man, I'm pretty good at that. Usually it was me.
All right. Atlanta at Chicago.
Oh, Dang, Atlanta, Chicago. Well, now, this one looks like a real good fight right here, right out of the bat. You know, you got to love week one, man. They get all kinds of good matchups up there. And, you know, I played quarterback in the NFL for a long time, right?
Right.
All right, so I like watching that quarterback play, right? So this here, this is a doozy of a football game. You got two fine young quarterbacks. You got Matt Ryan. He's good looking. All the girls love him. He can throw the ball as far as he wants to. He looks real good for so far in his career, winning lots of games and stuff. But that Jay Cutler, let me tell you something, Tom. I've been watching that boy. Let me tell you, he throws the prettiest interception I ever seen. I mean, I threw some nice ones. You got to admit, I threw some dandies. But this boy does things I've never seen. Nice tight spiral, good loft on that ball, just enough to get it past his receiver, you know, so that safety got to play on it. Real surprisingly catchable. You don't see defensive backs dropping any of his balls. You know what I'm saying? If it hits him in the hands, they're going back the other way. So based on that, I'm gonna go ahead and pick the Bears. I like that Jay Cutler.
Okay, you're picking the Bears because Jay Cutler throws a beautiful interception.
It's gorgeous. I mean, really, it's Hall of Fame worthy. It really is.
All right, how about New Orleans at your former team, Green Bay, the Super Bowl champions?
Hey, you know what? I did play a couple of years up there in Green Bay. You got to say, I mean, you know, God dang, man. Them people, I don't want to call them ungrateful or nothing like that, but, you know, a pox on all their houses. Anyway, this here's a heavyweight matchup right here, right? We got Drew Brees, right? He's a great quarterback. You know, he won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. He got a real good arm. He's real accurate. He got big, tall wide receivers. And I mean, I'll tell you what, Tom. He's got at least a top five hot wife in the NFL. I mean, she is smoking, boy. You ever seen her?
Yes.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you. You know, I pay attention to this kind of stuff. I'm a student of the game, so I look at every other quarterback's wife, and I try to compare it against, you know, my one-titted wonder that I got at home there. So, you know, tell you what. Drew Brees, his wife's way up there. As a matter of fact, hang on a second. There we go. Oh, man, that's a good one. Here, let me send that off real quick. Right. There you go. Hey, you know, tell you what, man, you'd be surprised. You know, back in the old days, I used to have to send these things through the mail. It took forever to get. Oh, no, hang on. Say, I got a message back here. She says, piss off, you dirty old man. I think she likes me, Tom.
All right. So who are you picking?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and take the Saints, you know, because I don't like them Packers, man. I don't like them anymore, man. I tell you what. They got that snot-nosed little smarty pants playing quarterback, and I don't like him. I'd like to see his leg get broken. Right. I don't even remember his name. I call him Captain Cockblocker. I'm taking the Saints.
All right.
Anybody that's pretending he's wearing a belt, man, you got to pull his pants out. They're hanging on the floor.
All right, how about the Sunday night opener, Dallas at the New York Jets?
Oh, Dallas and the Jets here, man. What, tell you what, Tom, what is not to love about this here football game? Huh? It's a big national TV audience, right? You got the biggest stadium in the world, biggest park out there is. You got hot Dallas strippers dancing all over the goddamn place.
This
boy.
Is,
you got the
it's
Dallas
in New
Cowboys
York.
Cheerleaders.
It's in New York. Game's in New York.
It's in New York. Well, man, you got to import them girls, man. You got to get them Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders up in New York, man. They got that one deck where they always make them girls flash their titties and whatnot. That's good. And you got Jen Sturger up there. Man, this is going to be great. It's like porn with Ron Jaworski and John Gruden giving me commentary, babe.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me tell you there, Jaws, this is one of the best double penetrations I ever done seen. Jaws giving you play-by-play. See here how he strokes the ball. Just she strokes them right. Gotta love it. Who cares about the game? I'm going to be fast-forwarding all the good parts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I got to tell you what, though, if I got to pick, I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Their quarterback never took my job. The hell with that little Mexican bastard.
All right, and finally, this game usually doesn't start the season. Doesn't usually happen as an opener, but they're giving it to us right up front, one of the best rivalries now in the league, Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Oh man, this is going to be a big one right here, Tom. This one's going to be real big, and it's going to be a hard pick to make. I mean, both teams got excellent receivers. I mean, the Ravens got that Ed Reed. He's a little up there in years, but he can sure catch a ball, and the Steelers got that Troy Polamalu, you know. To tell you what, you put the ball up anywhere near them, they coming down with it. And I like that. In a defensive back, there ain't nothing better as far as I'm concerned. Now, you know, I'll tell you what, that Troy Polamalu, man, one time I saw him at a NFL party, right? I saw him from behind, and I thought, dang, now that is a fine-looking exotic woman, right? So I texted him and shot old little number four there, you know, just kind of break the ice. Oh, he didn't like it none, so he come over, and he was all yelling in my face, talking about how, what you doing sending me a picture like that? And I thought it was, you know, it was a woman still. I thought, dang, she got a pretty voice too, man. And tell you what, that was embarrassing. I mean, here we got a future Hall of Famer, and I'm thinking he's a girl.
Hmm.
So you know what, I'm going to tell you what, Tom. That should be a lesson to everybody, because that was one of the more embarrassing moments of my career. And so kids out there, this is what happens when you mix Vicodin with your alcohol. So So stay in school.
All right. Well, who do you pick?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and take the Steelers. I think that Troy Polamalu still is pretty cute.
All right. Bears, Saints, Steelers, and Cowboys. Got you down, Brett. And real quick, just give me a real quick Super Bowl prediction.
Oh, all right. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to say I'm going to give me the San Diego Chargers defeat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, not the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, because I might be an Eagle. You know, that Michael Vick ain't going to last long. I understand he's regressing. He's okay. Turning right back into the old bum that he used to be. So, from what I understand, he's killing dogs again. So, pretty soon they're going to have to need a quarterback. They're going to be calling, and I might be up there.
All right, Brett, got you down. Chargers over Eagles, and we'll see if you're busy next week. And if you're not, then we'll talk to you then. Otherwise, we'll talk to you when we talk to you.
All right, then. Now, I'm hoping to put on the pads and lace up them boots, so. I'll see y'all next week.
All right, Brett.
Bye.
Well, there he goes, John. Chargers over Eagles in the Super Bowl, says Brett.
And he said he might be playing, so maybe he's planning on throwing a late interception to the Chargers that seals the game.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right, let me see. So who do you like this year?
Me? Give me the Matt Ryan-led Atlanta Falcons to beat the New York Jets in Super Bowl, whatever.
Oh,
it is, 47.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, I'm taking that. The Falcons got embarrassed in the playoffs last year. They took that big step. They became the biggest record in the NFC, and then they got smacked around at home, and I think that is the thing that they needed to mature them. Mm. I'm taking them all the way. And Matt Ryan's your MVP this year.
Hmm. Well, he's my quarterback in that league you're in with me. That would be cool. But, yeah, they got smacked around. Yeah, they learned a lesson, but I don't see how that made them better than the Green Bay Packers.
Well, at that level, I mean, they were the best team in the NFC record-wise, and they went through the toughest division as far as I'm concerned. So I think they're ready. I think in terms of that kind of a level of play for those kind of teams, anything can happen. They could just as easily have gone the other way. It was the Packers' day, big time. You know, and you got to give credit to Aaron Rodgers and all that, but you know, I think just as easily it could go the other way.
Atlanta. Hmm. I don't see the defense there. I love Matt Ryan. I love their offense. I just don't see the defense there. But I do see that defense in Green Bay still, and I got to go with them again. But I agree with you on the Jets. I think it'll be the Packers and the Jets in the Super Bowl this year.
Is this your second year in a row for the Jets or third? Second, right?
Second year.
You didn't pick them. Yeah. You couldn't have picked them in Rex's.
They got a game away last year.
Who knows? These are just predictions. Nobody's ever right. You know, they all look like they know what they're talking about because they always pick the top teams. But none of them ever see things like, 3 years ago, how many of them said, you know, Atlanta's going to get behind this rookie quarterback and turn things around immediately and become a force in the NFL overnight?
Right.
None of them. Nobody even saw that coming at all. How many of them thought the Cowboys would fall apart last year? None of them. So they just stick with a template.
You can't predict injuries.
Our buddy Daniel wrote in.
If Romo stayed healthy, Dallas would have won the Super Bowl.
No, that flew right by me. You know, I thought that was just a bug flying by. I heard some kind of buzz in there.
What did he say? Yeah. Anyway. All right, so you got the Falcons and the Jets, and I've got the
Falcons, Jets.
Packers and the Jets.
Right.
All right.
Right, and that's it. That's it. I got a couple of emails, but not too many. I know our buddy Daniel, the Vikings fan, says that with week 3 of the preseason in the books, he thinks the Detroit Lions are the dark horse in the NFC. We'll see. We'll see. Show me Matt Stafford can stay healthy.
That's what I say. I think if Stafford plays 16 games, like I said, I think they're going to be a great team.
Sue is a beast. Dude, that hit he got fined for in the first week of the preseason when he grabbed that quarterback by the throat and threw him down.
It was beautiful.
I thought it was great. I was like, fine him for what? He didn't grab his helmet. He grabbed the dude by the neck. What are you talking about?
That's exactly what I want my players to do.
Right. That's what you want out of your defensive tackle. Just a maniac, man. He is an awesome football player. Well, let's see. Our buddy Will Mitchell, the Saints fan, writes in and says he's got Cowboy tickets to the Redskins-Cowboys game on September the 26th. He's a Saints fan. He's going to go toward to this game where he's got no – he hates them both, but he wants to go see it in the big multi-billion-dollar mecca built to immortalize a team that's been on pause for well over a decade. They're not only on pause, Will. Their frickin' VCR is blinking midnight. Boop, bloop, bloop. All right, and we will leave it at that.
All right, we are back now on the regular schedule, meaning we'll have a show for you every week, right after week 1. Mm-hmm. And that means you can go hit that donation button anytime you want.
You could have hit it all during the off season. We still collect, and you know, hey, listen, you want cartoons? Every week I field at least at least 3 dozen emails. Where are you? What's the matter? You know, why aren't you doing cartoons? Hit that donation button.
Yeah, if we get 3 dozen donations every week, you'll be able to make cartoons.
Right. If everybody gives us $10 a month off, you know, just $10 a month. That's all we're asking for. That's
how that is a. Yeah, that's a package of Twinkies a week.
All right, that's all we want. It's $10 a month, and you do that, I guarantee you I'll make cartoons. Plenty of them.
Yes, definitely.
Plenty of them. I will love you. My God. All right, we want you to go over to YouTube, look up DivaLover159.
Are we really worth $10 a month?
Sure. I know I am. I mean, dude, for the opportunity to win one of my toenail clippings?
All right.
All right, so go to YouTube, DivaLover159.
Yeah, tell him to give us a shout-out on his next video.
Everybody, pound this dude until he does it. All season long. It'll only take you a minute. Pound this dude. Find him on Facebook. Nail this guy to the wall until he gives us a shout-out.
Don't forget Gridiron Challenge and Pigskin Pick'em over at ESPN. Go over there, create your entries, join the Bang Cartoon Radio groups, bcrh-forums.net for the message board. Anything else?
Hit us up on Facebook. We're at Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
All right.
So that's about it, I think.
My God, we are ready for the football.
I know I am, baby. It's this week, Tom.
Yeah, baby. Okay.
Hey, baby. Here we go. You can feel it in the air. It doesn't matter, man. You can hit us with an earthquake. You can hit us with a hurricane. I don't care. Football is back, baby.
Finally.
I love it.
Here we go.
Even if Michigan cancels game for rain. Bunch of pansies. Bunch of pussies.
All right, and we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With OneNet on Vodafone Business, you can make and receive landline calls from your mobile, meaning your office could be here. Or here. Or more likely, here.
Hello, Saunders Designs. How can I help?
Your office can be anywhere with our OneNet virtual landline. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and OneNet terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.